Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Let's Talk Digital show with Official Gaurang. And I hope you have had a great start to this year. To start off, audio plays a very big role in our lives. It's not only instrumental in the field of marketing and branding, but also in our daily lives and its workings. We constantly rely on audio cues to carry out our daily activities. And an advertisement without a jingle just feels incomplete to our bones. For people who don't know what a jingle means, it's basically a short song or a tune which is played regularly in a particular brand's ad. Every brand has its own jingle and it's unique to them. So, moving on to one of the most prominent usage of audio marketing, which most of us have grown up with. In fact, even our parents and grandparents have grown up with audio marketing, and it was predominantly done through radio. Even though radio ads still exist as of now, in most cases, its popularity has gone down quite a bit. But what has changed is the attention of people. I'm not saying that the platform has died, but it has went into a dormant stage. And people weren't into listening to radios for quite some time now. So what has revived audio marketing after all these years? Well, we got introduced to the internet and it has progressed rapidly over the past few years. And we have everything on our fingertips and our focus is always 100% on our phones, which was also the main reason why our attention diverted away from radios. Anyhow, this has allowed different companies like Facebook, Google, SoundCloud, Spotify, etc. to leverage and promote audio content in recent years. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on how Spotify has made a huge impact in the podcast industry and hence provided a huge boost in the audio content race. So, I have been a regular podcast listener since the early 2018s, and during those days, most of the people didn't even know what a podcast is, leave alone listen to it regularly. And today, as of now, there are more than 100 million Americans listening to at least one podcast a month. Why is podcast such a success? Well, and now I'm talking in terms of both a creator and a listener. For a creator, it's easy to create and distribute a podcast. They have complete freedom over it and can be created anywhere, anytime. As a listener, listening to a podcast is very, very convenient. It can be consumed anywhere, anytime, and it gets completely merged with a current routine seamlessly. It's basically information on the tips of our hands, and that's what Google was for, that's what the internet was for, but having everything in an audio form just makes it way more easier. Just subscribe to the topic you like and you can get huge contents, huge insights from various influential people about those topics. And that's basically listening to information on the go. And most importantly, podcast has one of the most genuine content out there right now. As of right now, it's very genuine and listening to it adds on to your value, your knowledge. And by now, most of you are somewhat familiar with the concept of a podcast and you can understand what I'm trying to say. Well, till now, I was talking in terms of the consumer's perspective and why listening to podcasts is a good idea. But let's take a few steps back and talk about how it helps the marketers, the brands, and the various marketing strategies. Well, virtual assistants. The age of smart voice assistants in every single household and integrated smart homes are here. In some years, it will be a standard technology used by all, young through old. So, why am I suddenly talking about devices like Alexa, Google, and Siri? Well, I think it's safe to say that everything we do from our homes, including shopping, males and setting up our preferences will be done predominantly through voice. All we need to go is like, hey Alexa, I need this, I need that, and the rest will be handled by itself without any human interference. Basically, these devices will look for the highest ranking brand in the directory to carry out any job you require them to do. I believe that there will be a directory of brands connected to these voice control devices, which will look similar to the SEO rankings we have as of now for the websites. But in this case, the websites and the brands will be optimized and ranked solely based on how voice friendly that company's brand or website is. Just like how we fight for the top spot in SEO rankings right now, we'll gradually, probably sooner than expected, we'll have to put out as much as voice content and optimize our brands and rebuild or improve everything for these devices to even survive out there. Because once the voice game starts and takes the lead, the normal days of marketing are over. So it's time we start that now. Whoever wins the voice game will be the brand leaders for the upcoming decade or decades. And I have a feeling that by the time we crowd the voice market and get the hang of it for people who are not into tech or who cannot understand tech or don't have funds to experiment and get into it early on, look forward for VR, because VR will come into play with a bang and will completely break the methods of marketing. Till now, the uses of VR tech has been widely common among engineers or people who are into VR development. And well, I personally have a VR headset, but I haven't used it as much. I don't even know where should I use it. So let's all just focus on what we definitely know and what is definitely here right now. Audio content is on the rise. Audio branding is not too far away either. So in one of my episodes, I'll be getting deeper into how Spotify has completely changed the podcast market and the whole dynamics of podcasting has changed the outlook of people towards what podcasts or what a podcast was considered as a time pass or wasn't taken up seriously by people as their careers. It has definitely changed. And we'll be getting more into that in my upcoming episodes. So let me repeat. Audio content is on the rise. Audio branding isn't too far away either. Enter the audio wars now. So guys, that's it from my side. Subscribe or follow this podcast from whichever amazing platform you're listening to this episode. And stay tuned for an amazing lineup of marketing and branding content coming up in this year, 2021. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. Peace.